It's your launch week, and here's how to make it a success. Hello, I'm your host, Rhonda Jenkins, influencer marketing expert, event planner, lifestyle blogger, and founder of The Blogger Brunch. This podcast is all about empowering women through community and marketing resources. So get ready to take some notes and let's go. Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Blogger Brunch podcast. I am so excited you're here, and I am so excited that it's your launch week and we're going to crush it. Okay, so get ready. I've got your launch week checklist ready to go. A couple other resources for you. We are wrapping up our launch series, and I actually had another episode planned for today, but last minute decided to make a change, and I'm so glad I did. I love this episode. So here we go. I love a good checklist. You guys know this. If you have been listening for a while, I am a list maker. I love a check mark. And so this is a tool that I've created to help you as you are about to launch whatever, blog, website, new Instagram, YouTube channel, whatever you've got. So love a good checklist. We are going to get into it. Before we do though, if any of these launch series episodes have helped you at all, or this podcast has helped you at all, will you take a second and leave me a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening on? That is such a big deal to me. And I want to say thank you for doing that. Thank you for listening. Thank you guys for being here. Let's get into it. This checklist is going to be so helpful if you have listened to all of this series, or if this is your first episode to listen to. If that's the case, hi, welcome. Either way, this is going to help you. It's going to cover a lot of topics. I've got 5 things, and then we're going to just bullet point out some details. I'm going to throw some resources at you. It's going to be good. So if you have thought long and hard about starting your new venture, launching that website, starting that new channel, you've put in the work, you've made the mood boards, you have started creating content, you're thinking about when you're going to start posting, and now you're ready to launch. This checklist is like your fail-proof list to make sure every little thing is in order before you actually hit launch. Really, it could be like kind of your soft launch checklist, okay? So 5 things today that will make sure you are ready to go and have a super successful launch. No one wants a flopped launch, right? So first things first, I want to make sure you have a lead generation funnel in place. Some of you might have just gotten scared and you're like, what on earth are you talking about? I'm just trying to post on Instagram. Okay, break it down. Lead generation funnel. How are you inviting new people into your world, and what are you doing with them once they get there? That's your funnel. So top of funnel, that's how you're just getting new people to see your stuff. Maybe it's content. Let's say it's Instagram. Maybe that's your Reels posts, right? You're getting them in your world. You are getting eyeballs on your content. Awesome. Then what do you do with them? For most of you, I'm going to recommend this is email marketing. You're getting them into your world, and then maybe you're offering them a freebie. Maybe you're offering them some hot, juicy tips in your newsletter each week, whatever it is. You're getting them to sign up for your email list. They're trading their email for this juicy information that you're going to provide. So now they're moving through your funnel. They started at the top, they entered your world, you're giving them a freebie, they're moving down the funnel, and then now, bottom of the funnel, maybe it's a sale, maybe you just want them to follow you, awesome, engage on some content, awesome, maybe they're gonna work with you, maybe you're a coach, fantastic, maybe you want them to click through and go click on your blog to get page views, awesome. Make sure you know what that funnel is. If it's email, have your email set up. If it's a sale, make sure those steps to get them down through your funnel are in place. So number one is kind of your big picture. Why do you want people to come to you? What are you going to do with them once they get there? And what's the final outcome for your people? That's your funnel. So think through that. You don't have to call it a funnel. It doesn't have to be an email. I think it would be a great idea if it was an email, but think through, what are you doing with this audience and why? So that's number one, your lead gen funnel. Just have that overview in your head. Quick interruption, ready to grow your business online, but overwhelmed with Instagram and how to create fresh content every day? Introducing Social CEO. It's my Instagram training monthly membership that includes actionable monthly trainings to grow your business and weekly trending audio and content ideas delivered straight to your inbox. You don't want to miss it. So grab the details in the show notes and I'll see you inside. Number two, second thing on the checklist, your social posts. I want you to be ready to come out of the gate hot with your social posts. We talked a little bit on stories recently about, should I start a new account? Should I use my personal account? How do I do this? And I was like, you know, it's going to be different for a lot of people for different reasons, but either way, whatever account you're using, you need to come out swinging, come out of the gate hot is what I said. And that just means you're posting consistently. You've got that value content up front. Your bio is clear. You've got everything ready in your post to attract that ideal client. Your social posts, I don't just want you to think, okay, I've got to post every single day. I just need to post stuff. I need to get stuff up there. No, I want you to make sure you are targeting your ideal client in your social posts. Do not launch, do not start posting if you don't know who your ideal client is. If you need help with that, I have an ideal client finder freebie in the show notes for you. Please use it. Please go through it. It will help you, I promise. So make sure your social posts are targeting your ideal client. That's number two. Basically, make sure you know who your ideal client is and how to speak directly to them and speak their language. Number three, third item on your launch checklist, make sure your LinkedIn bio is working. Okay, just click on it. Just make sure everything is there. Make sure that if you are linking to a website or your blog, make sure there's a welcome post or there's an about me post. Something should be there when they arrive on that website. Don't just have a website with nothing on it and be like, okay, well, it's up there. I'm going to launch. And no, people are going to click through and they're going to be confused about who you are, what you're doing, why you've directed them to your empty website. So make sure you've got that welcome post minimum up on your website. On that note, link in bio, make sure your IG is in tip-top shape. Link in bio is working, your profile pic, your name is searchable. Make sure you've got all that covered. Your highlights need to be populated. Yes, all of those good things should be in order. If you need help with that, Episode 135 is a mini brand refresh. That is a good jumping off point, just a good place to start to make sure you've got your IG in order. And if you need additional help, of course, social CEO trainings have all the information you need. If you're just starting out running a business on Instagram, please, please, please do yourself a huge favor, save yourself some headache, join Social CEO. Watch the trainings, do the work before you launch, okay? It will help you. So make sure your LinkedIn bio is working. Make sure your Instagram is looking good. Number four, send your links to a friend to test them. I don't care who you are. You have one person in your life who will click on your links and tell you, yes, they're working. No, they're not working. Yes, I read through your homepage. You have a typo here. You misspelled your own name. You need to fix it, right? You have at least one person in your life who will do that for you, I promise. So make sure you check your links. A lot of times, if you check a link on your own computer, on your own device, maybe your computer has saved cookies and it's routing you to an old version of the website or yada, yada. Send it to someone new. Make sure it works for a third party, someone who's not you. Definitely better safe than sorry on that one. Make sure your links work. Send them to a friend. Send them to your mom, send them to a friend, whoever. That's number four. Send your links to a friend. I do this with every launch. One of my girlfriends right now is like nodding her head. She knows she's my person. I send my stuff to. Hey, read this website. Hey, look through this sales page. Hey, what do you see? And I'm that for her. So find a friend, send your links. I promise you'll find stuff that's wrong that you need to fix. Number five, test your freebie flows and your email links. So say you are walking someone through your lead generation funnel, there is an email involved, there's a freebie sign up, a welcome email, an email sequence, any of that. Wonderful. Sounds great. Make sure those things work. Don't set them up and then hit publish and then walk away. You need to test them. Again, send them to a friend, but you can just send the test to yourself and make sure it's working. Every email that you send as part of that welcome sequence, as part of that freebie flow sequence, probably has links in it. Make sure they're working. Make sure your Instagram is linked in those emails. Make sure your website is linked in those emails. Make sure your sales page is linked in those emails. You're giving people a chance to work with you or buy what you're selling, whatever. Make sure those emails work. That is a huge, huge, huge number five on the checklist. Must get it right. I would hate for you to have people signing up for your list and then you're either sending them the wrong freebie or maybe you didn't attach the freebie. Maybe it's just not working for some reason. You forgot to link the list on the form. There's so many things that could go wrong. I walk through all of this inside List Love. If you are getting a freebie set up in Flowdesk and you want to grow your list using Flowdesk, definitely grab List Love. I just had a girl DM me and say, I just got List Love. I'm working through it. I'm loving it. Once I get everything set up, can I add you to my list and send you stuff to test? And I said, yeah, sure, go for it. But don't just sign me up. Send me the link to sign up so I can be that test, be that guinea pig for you, right? And this girl is so sweet and she's bought multiple things for me and has chatted with me. So, you know, she's not a stranger, but List Love is where it is at for email marketing, getting your Flowdesk set up and making sure those freebies are flowing and your emails are set up correctly. Such a huge deal. So those are my five checklist items for your successful launch. I am so excited for you. If you need help, DM me. I always say this in podcasts, and I'm always excited when people DM me. And it's usually a message like, hey, you said DM you, so I am, blah, blah, blah. What do you think about da, da, da? And I'm like, hey, great. Like, so fun. Let's chat. Love hearing from you guys. It's not just something I'm saying on the podcast. Love hearing from y'all. So if you want to make sure your IG is ready for that launch, definitely check out Social CEO. I've got it linked for you in the show notes. And then if you're working on your email freebie, your email list growth, List Love is also linked for you in the show notes. I know both of those trainings will help you so, so much. And of course, Social CEO comes with the weekly content prompts and trending audios, which are so helpful for content creation. So that's what I've got for you today. I hope this episode was so helpful. I cannot wait to see your launch, and we'll see you next Wednesday. As always, thanks for listening to the Blogger Brunch podcast. You can find the link to today's show notes in the episode description, and you can always find more resources and ways to grow your brand at thebloggerbrunch.com and on Instagram at thebloggerbrunch.